Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Bring us in, babe.
Welcome to
Coco Caliente. Caliente. Can you even say caliente?
Caliente.
Caliente. So again, I'm gonna
That was rude.
I'm gonna ask you, can you pronounce what will be your last name, hopefully in the coming year?
Arroyo.
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 Arroyo. Anyway.
Arroyo.
You'll get it. Yeah, you'll get it.
Yo, 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 Royo.
Okay.
Have you gotten that before?
No. I've gotten Oreo. Like, yeah, I've gotten Oreos. So that's
really?
Something. Yeah, I swear.
It doesn't look like Oreo at all.
I don't.
Oh, but it kind of sounds like it. Mm-hmm. Oreo.
Yeah. Can we start over?
No, why? Oh, the air conditioning. Nope, this is a good intro. We're keeping it, and I'm in charge of the show today.
Okay.
So you can go shut off the air conditioner if you want right now.
All
right. We'll edit this part out. He's very picky about the sounds in the background. Do you really?
All right, the AC's fixed.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth like redoing. No, it's real life. We have an AC unit, okay?
Yeah, we've been working and we've been talking about it every time. This is only like the second summer we've lived in this house, but
really like the first because we were on the race.
Yeah, that is true. But we have essentially a window unit, and it's in one of our closets. So, and it actually, when you walk in the house, you can't even tell that we have an AC in here. Because it's not central AC.
But it stays cool in here because we have tiles.
Exactly. So what my point is, it stays cool in here. Yeah. And in the summer, we always talk about when it gets a little hot and the AC has to keep going. We're like, why don't we install like a bigger unit, like one in the living room and one in our bedroom?
Yeah,
and
we might.
And exactly. And that's what it happens. Like, oh, next summer. Now we're already.
Yeah, but this is only, like you said, our second
we're
summer.
We're already in the end of the summer.
We need like a garage door and a little shed and our patio set up first, I think.
Yeah, we have a bunch of stuff, a bunch of projects.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody has projects around their house and we're the exact same way. So it's nothing new. Also,
Victor didn't have his phone on airplane mode, so he's about to. Oh,
that was your phone.
That was your phone.
That was your phone.
Okay, so last night we went to a wedding.
Yes, we did.
And we just have like a little intro here. Okay. Well, you don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't. I have no idea. Go
Well, last
go for
night
it.
I realized that Victor is the first wedding date that I've ever had that makes me feel like a bad dancer. And so it's like, it sucks because normally I'm out there with like confidence, like I'm not that bad, and then here he is like doing circles around me literally, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. So now I feel bad for the people I made feel like that.
And you know what's funny, like for me, and this is cool because it's an interesting topic. When I was growing up, mm-hmm. right, my mom and dad, amazing dancers. You've seen them dance, right?
They oh just yeah they're go- really good. I danced with your dad before and I felt so nervous because he knows what he's doing. I'm like, oh my god, I suck. Like,
yeah.
You know how you feel when you're like, you're dragging the person down? That's what I felt like.
So, yeah. So my parents, you know, they grew up in Puerto Rico,
yeah.
all Latin, mm-hmm. big on, you know, I like to put on music all the time. So they were always dancing salsa, merengue, bachata, whatever, right?
Right.
All the time.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, they would force me to learn how to dance.
I love this story.
And so
it with your sister.
With my sister. So we'd be in the house and they'd put music on and we're, I don't know, like 5-6 years old, however old we were. And they're like, come on, dance. This is how you do it. No, I don't want to. Like, dance with your sister. You're going to thank me later. You know, that type of deal. Like, dance.
Yeah.
And so it kind of went on like that for a while. And then I remember one time when we lived in Italy. Quick tidbit, we lived in Italy for 5 years.
He says this every podcast, as if you didn't know.
Anyway, we entered a talent show, my sister and I,
oh, I don't know about
as
this.
Dancing partners. Aww. And we won that. I think we won first place in that category.
No way.
Yeah.
How old were you?
So
like that, really little or like teens?
So let's say 14, 13, 12. Well, so I had to be like 9 or 10, I think, around that age.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so my sister had to be like 12, something like that. Yeah, so it was.
Is there video footage of this?
If there was, it probably got lost in Hurricane Katrina, another story.
Oh, man. But, that's so... I wish I could see that.
But skip to today, like now...
Yeah.
Had it not been for them forcing me and doing all that, I wouldn't know how to dance.
Because do you feel super confident on the dance floor?
Easy.
Like, yeah.
Easy.
Like, you can tell with everything, like, even walking to the dance floor, like, dude, this guy knows what he's doing. So for our wedding, I'm going to have to spice things up. I'm going to have to learn because all eyes are going to be on us.
It'll be fun. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. We'll take some dancing lessons together, like Spanish dancing lessons.
Yeah, because they have those in this area.
I know they don't, but...
Maybe you can teach me.
I'll just teach you here at the house.
Because you don't... You try to teach me, but you think it's so simple and like so I probably have said this several times. I've been in dance since I've been 3 years old.
Have you?
Yes, I have. But I did jazz, hip hop, that type of thing. Swing. I even did a year of swing dance. So
I just see you part of a dance crew in like high school doing hip hop dance and like, oh.
No, okay. Not like that crazy, but in kick line, I did that. So I can definitely remember moves and steps. But when you teach me, it's... So I guess Latin dancing, is that what it's called? Latin or Spanish dancing?
Whatever. That's fine.
It's very different. It's very fast and it's hip. Like you're always like, move your hips because I'm moving like my shoulders because I'm used to shimmying. And you're just like, your upper body stays still and then you just move your hips. And that's like... Oh, kind of like belly dancing, which I've taken, so I have no excuse. But when you teach me, you go so fast. You got to, like, slow down.
What we'll do, we'll put on a YouTube video, and we'll go through it together. YouTube has everything, so we can learn some good stuff.
Okay.
And the thing is with that, I mean, it's like any dance. They're pretty much improvised, you know? Like, some dances, like, if you're doing, like... choreographed.
What's
like,
the one you were humping me with yesterday? You were literally this dance move. He's like, this is how you dance. And it was just a consistent humping.
It's called, it was okay. That sounds horrible. One,
it was.
But it's called reggaeton. And what we were doing was called perriando. Perreo. One of those.
Okay, but that's kind of what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, but there's, you know, there's a little rhythm to it.
Rhythm to the humping. He was humping me. I'm just standing there. I'm like,
I'm gonna legit show you a video of what that is. Like, I'm just gonna type it in so you see what pops up and tell
and
me if that's not.
We're gonna end up editing this out.
No, it's just gonna be. It's gonna be what exactly what I was showing you and be like, oh, okay, that's exactly what.
Not if two people are doing it, probably. But I was just standing there because I was very confused.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to show you.
Were you trying to be funny with it too, or is it legit what you were doing?
Well, I was trying to be funny with it with you, but that's actually how you do it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so speaking of wedding, I think we might have maybe locked down a date, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
We were thinking, what would she, October 3rd? Is that what you were thinking?
Maybe.
She doesn't want to fully commit on the date yet, but that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting, though, because that means...
Once we have it locked down, man, things are going to start rolling.
Exactly. And that's what's exciting.
Rolling, rolling. I can't wait to even ask my, like, bridal party and stuff. It's been 9 months, and everyone's on the edge of the seat, their seat, like, oh, my gosh, am I going to be in the wedding? No, people do not care. I'm joking. People don't care. I don't have that many friends. They know who they are. So,
she can count
them
on...
But I still, like, want to ask them. I feel like that's fun.
She can count them on her hand, how many friends she has.
Hands.
On your toes, with the crooked toes. On your toes. You can count them on your toes. Hands and toes.
So, Victor, how have you been liking your Care Off vitamins?
I think they're really cool because once I did that online test, now I know what I'm depleted of or what I need more of. Mm-hmm. And it really just takes care of me and I don't really have to think about it. But tell the listeners what it is.
So Care Off, you go online and you take like a 5-minute quiz and it tells you what you're kind of lacking in your diet. So say you don't eat meat, maybe you're lacking iron. For me, I was lacking magnesium and also vitamin D. Because I don't get enough sun. I wear too much sunblock, apparently.
And which is crazy because when you went to the doctor, they said the same thing.
Yeah,
that you're
they're
lacking
like,
those
you
things.
Need those two things. And so this quiz is very accurate from, especially from my experience. And so then they put this perfect pouch together for you. They send it to you in the mail and it's delivered right to your doorstep and it has all these individual packets. So every day you just grab one. It says, "Hi, Nicole." And it has a quote to start your day. And then you just take them. You can take them on the go. They're super easy to travel with. And that's about it. Just the vitamins that you specifically need for your diet, your lifestyle.
And I love that it comes with that little quote. I think that's it's one of my favorite things. Like yeah. So inspiring.
No, for sure. For sure. So if you guys are interested in trying vitamins for 25% off your first Care Off order, go to takecareof.com and enter code COCO. So for 25% off your first order of Care Off, go to takecareof.com and enter code COCO for 25% off. Thanks. Victor says, okay, so he said several times last time that he doesn't have friends. He has a lot of friends. Like, I was like, who are you going to have in your wedding? Because he has like 20 options. And he's like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to wait. I don't know. So he has a lot of friends. I don't know why you downplay that you don't have that many friends.
Okay.
Good friends. They're not just mediocre friends.
No, I know. I have good friends, but they're just, you know, they're all spread out and they're still my good friends. I just don't talk to them all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I get that. But you still have a lot of friends.
I do. I have a lot of friends and it's funny because they're just from different parts of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
but not, big parts of your life. I'd
exactly. Say. Like major parts of my life, but all spread out through the course of, let's say, last 15 or so years, you know, or more.
Where I feel like I've had my wedding party picked out since I've been probably like 16. Nothing has really changed because, yeah, that's how pathetic I am.
No, it's not that. No, the thing is, we've completely different lives, right? Yeah. You've lived in the same place your whole, you know, 27 years. When I've been my 28 years, I've lived in, I don't know, so many places. Honestly, I'd have to go and count through them. But I've been around the block a couple times, you know what I mean? So, and honestly, I feel like it's a bigger relief to just have been in one spot and have know your bridal party for that long.
Yeah, no, it's,
you know, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's fine with me. Like, I'm cool with it. But, and I'm excited how I'm going to ask them and everything. Like, that's exciting for a girl because when I've been in weddings, I've been asked with like a wine bottle that has a label and it's like, "Will you be my bridesmaid?" which is super cute. I've been sent a card in the mail that had like a scratch off
thing.
And it said like, you know, a nice, my cousin Amanda did like a nice thing and then you scratch it off and said, "Will you be my bridesmaid?" And then I can't remember.
That seems like you girls get really into that.
Like a girl gave me a shirt and said like, "Will you be the maid of honor?" Like there's so many options and I'm not going to give away what I'm going to do yet, but it's going to be cute. Okay.
What I'm going to do, it's going to be really special. I'm going to shoot a text.
you already shot a couple texts about couple 8 months ago. And I'm like, "Vic, you kind of calm down."
But the rest, it'll just be in text form. It might have an emoji. So.
Maybe you should go golfing or something.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Or you just play FIFA because you like that.
I can't. Well, the thing is, you can't go golfing. Everybody would have to fly in to go golfing. Like that, it's not really convenient. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're saying your wedding party is out of state. Everybody start calculating. No, I'm kidding.
So in talking about weddings and all this stuff, we have a guest for you guys today that she... I mean, I feel like that's mainly her specialty.
She's awesome.
Yeah, Sarah O. She, if you guys don't remember, when I proposed to Nicole, Sarah O. Jewelry was the one who made the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful, one of a kind, antique style. I mean, everything that Nicole ever wanted in a ring,
that I didn't even know that I wanted in a ring because they did it secretly.
Yeah, they did a good job. So you guys will get a taste of that story. Hear some advice about buying rings and everything that goes into it. Sarah O, she's awesome. And Nicole will have
a giveaway. I think this is the fourth time we've said it in this episode, but a giveaway. Victor is going to take a picture with the ring, right?
No, you are going to take a picture with the ring.
I am.
But it's special for our listeners here. So hope you guys enjoy this, the guest. Sarah's awesome. Thank you so much. So today, another guest that we have here in Denver, Colorado, is somebody that you guys kind of know already because you were seeing her work on Big Brother, right? she's the one that designed the engagement ring that I gave to Nicole, Miss Sarah Ortega.
Thank you for having me.
We're so excited to have you. Literally,
oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
We're so thankful for you.
Yes.
When I first came in here, her place is beautiful.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
And I like had tears. I started crying because I was like so thankful for you collaborating with Victor to give me the most beautiful engagement ring ever seen.
Yeah. It's
And it was such a surprise too.
Oh my gosh. Having you guys in here is just a dream come true. This is fantastic. I'm very thankful.
So we're in her business. It's called Sarah O Jewelry. Mm-hmm. And she has two locations now, one here in, I guess, two in Denver,
one downtown Denver, in the Dairy Block, Dairy Block, and then the one on Tennyson Street.
Yeah, and that's the one that we're at right now. And it's gorgeous, very farmhouse feel. And she has a bunch of her pieces, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then she has a couple other designers that you said you had worked with in the past.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you for having us here. I guess we'll just jump right into it.
Let's do it.
How did you even start this whole endeavor?
It's a loaded question. I actually started the store... I've worked for my mom for years.
Okay.
I was polishing jewelry for her. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I started helping her with her cases. And this was in New Mexico years ago.
Okay. So when
I was little.
She started
in
the jewelry business.
Ua Jewelry. Oh, and that's in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay.
And so she started that business. She still has it. And then I went to college, got my degree in mathematics.
Oh, wow.
So what the heck am I going to do with that, right?
Mathematician.
I love mathematics, too.
That's crazy.
What am I
going
to do with this? And then they asked me kind of what I wanted to do with my life, and I was like, I don't know. They're like, do you want to be in a cubicle? And I was like, I just want to design jewelry. Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of what I did in college to kind of make some money.
Oh.
I would always find stones, bead, try to make some extra money. And so that's kind of what I started. And so they got me an internship. I worked as an intern at a jewelry designer here in town. Did that for years. And then was driving home one day, saw a location that was like a little shoebox. It's actually on Tennyson as well.
Oh.
And it was this teeny little teeny tiny store. Actually, you can't even see it anymore because they just tore it down. But but it was this teeny location. And I thought, I could do that.
Yeah.
I could open up my store. I can design jewelry. Well, little did I know how much it would cost to start that up.
Yeah.
So I started carrying other designers. That's kind of where it all started, me carrying other designers. Had my mom's jewelry store. It's called Ua as well. And so I had that location for a while, and then I moved to a bigger location with Ua. Then I started doing custom designs out of the store.
Oh.
So I kind of started incorporating my designs into it because it was just so expensive to kind of just start off doing diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine jewelry. It was so expensive, and I didn't have the money then. I was just out of college. And so after that, I ended up kind of just... designing, saw location open up over here, and that's kind of where it all started.
Wow.
So
you just went for it. I mean,
I went for it.
It's inspiring because I've always wanted to open a business, but the cost of a building itself scares me away because it's like, that's expensive. Plus, the startup with jewelry is expensive. So, I mean, good for you because now it's super successful and
it's fun. It's just following that dream, you know what I mean? Like, it was never easy.
Yeah.
I always was just...
You're okay. You can hit the table. That's fine. I'm not mad.
No, it was always just kind of like this, you know, thing that it was always really hard to do, but mm-hmm. I was going to pull through it.
Yeah.
I was just going to go as hard as it possibly was. I was going to design jewelry, and by golly, I was going to make this happen.
So it was your passion.
So it was yeah. such a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when people said, oh, you can't do that, I'm like, oh, watch me.
I'm going to do it.
Bring it. Let's do this. Let's design jewelry. And it is expensive starting off. But, you know, I did baby steps.
Yeah.
So I think that that's kind of what helped me too. And right. and it was our customers. That's what really built this mm-hmm. business is our customers. We have such amazing customers. They were our biggest fans all mm-hmm. the way around. I mean, when we opened up Sarah O, I was thinking to myself, what am I doing? This store is going to be just so expensive. What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And people just came.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely beautiful.
And this is, I mean, how long ago was it when you first opened up this location, like the initial spot?
The Sarah O, we opened this store about 3 years ago.
Three years ago.
We're going, actually, no, Victor, it's four.
4 years.
Four, yeah. We're already past April. Yes, it's 4 years.
That's crazy yeah. to think. In the span of like business, right, 4 years is kind of short, and yeah. you already have another location. Like, that's
yes.
awesome.
But I've been in the jewelry business since 2006.
Oh.
That's when I opened my first store.
Gotcha.
My first store. And then we closed UA just last year. And that was a little hard, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of look at that as, God, did I fail? Like, mm-hmm. what? But I had so much going on over there. Like, mm-hmm. we sold scarves, we sold purses,
oh.
we sold shoes.
Oh.
So it was more of a boutique. And my heart was here. My yeah. heart was in design.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to follow that dream of designing people's rings. And that's where my heart was. So I kind of, you know, kept it going. And then when our building was up to be... our lease was over.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking to myself, well, what am I going to, I'm just going to let this go. This was my stepping stone. I didn't fail. This was my stepping stone to where I want to be now. So now I can grow into a new location.
Got you. And just to backtrack just a little bit more, how did your family even get into jewelry making? Like your mom, or is it like her mom? Or?
That's funny. So no, my mom found a friend went to Mexico,
okay.
got some jewelry from Tosco. And he said, Mary, do you want to sell some jewelry? And she said, yeah, sure, why not? So she got a little shoebox. And she took that jewelry into the gym when I was swimming, like during the swim team practice. And she would sell jewelry to her friends, kind of like what I did in the dorm room.
Yeah.
So we would just kind of, she would kind of sell jewelry to her friends. And then she opened up like a little small location where she was by appointment only. Mm. And then after that, it was...
just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, she made me work for her in high school. Mom. I'm so thankful for that, though.
Yeah.
And now I guess skipping forward a little bit. And then when I first met Nicole, right, we had been dating like almost it was like almost nothing. Like we had been dating just a little bit, and she had showed me photos on Instagram of these rings that she really liked.
Okay, but I didn't just like, we weren't just, you made me sound bad. Like, oh, we just started dating. Here's your rings.
I want to get married tomorrow. These are the rings that I want.
No, I think I remember we were actually talking. We weren't even officially dating yet, but I had gone to a wedding, my cousin's wedding in Denver, and Chelsea Franzel and Logan Mintz, they got their ring from you.
Oh, that's
cool. And
how.
It was like a really cool stone, like a, oh my gosh, I'm so terrible with talking about this.
It was like a rough cut diamond?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And cool. I was like, that is such a pretty ring. And he's like, Sarah, oh, jewelry. I'm like, what? So I like look you up on Instagram. I'm like, God, they're so pretty. And I like take all these screenshots. And then I'm just like texting Vic. I'm like, look at like this really pretty designer.
We weren't even living at the same place yet.
Right. And so it wasn't like we were like talking about, I was just like, look at the uniqueness in this.
She's like, if I ever did get married, this is
Yeah, so that's how it all kind of started. Guess what's right around the corner?
Let me know.
Fall. What? Let you know.
Let me know. I don't know. There was no good guess that I was going to make because I had no idea where you were going with that.
Fall.
Okay.
Okay. And what God, is, you're so funny.
And what does that mean?
I never heard that response before. Let me know. Okay, so that means that FabFitFun Fall Box is right around the corner. I love FabFitFun.
Yes, you do.
You get 4 boxes a year, and fall is my favorite season, so this is the most exciting one for me to get. What is FabFitFun? It's a box that has all these, like, full-size products
that you've probably never seen before.
Yeah.
But, like, they're really cool and interesting.
They're cool, they're expensive, and they give them to you to try them. And then if you fall in love with them, you can start, like, ordering or purchasing them. And it's cool because, like, one time I got, like, a mini hair dryer, and I never knew I needed that so much. Or, like, a cute purse. I've gotten a lot of those. And you get to sometimes customize what you want in your box. So say there's 2, like, really big expensive items, you get to pick which one you want. So, because sometimes you're like, oh man, I would have rather had this. Well, now you can customize it. My mom loves FabFitFun. My grandma loves FabFitFun. It's like getting a present every 4 months because you don't know what's in there, but you know you're going to love it. So if you guys are interested, this is a pre-sale. This is for the pre-sale. So if you want to start, you know, getting ready to get the FabFitFun boxes, it's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty products, fashion, lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but it always has a value of over $200.
That's awesome.
Use coupon code CALIENTE for $10 off your first box, so then you can see if you like it. You can, or just get like the $10 off and be like, all right, let's see if it's worth it.
Spell it out for them so they know.
First, go to www.fabfitfun.com and then use coupon code CALIENTE, which is CALIENTE,
boom,
for $10 off at www.fabfitfun.com. Enjoy.
And yeah, so then what happened after that was, you know, we skipped 2, we're living together, and I want to marry Nicole, and I can't remember where this jewelry was from. So I had to message one of her friends and say, hey, you remember those rings that Nicole really liked? And she's like, yeah, give me a second. And then that's where I found you guys. And then that's when I messaged. I was like, hey, yes, would you guys want to work on something together? I want to propose to Nicole. And yes,
that's so insane. And Megan, I had told her forever ago too, and for you to remember to even message her, I think she was one of the only ones that would probably have remembered.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like a year ago.
It was a long time.
And then, and you didn't discuss it with me at all. That's the craziest thing. It's like, I feel like girls know they're going to be proposed to because they kind of have the ring discussion.
Sure, sure.
And that didn't ever happen. But it was, but I mean, I'm glad it didn't happen because I don't think it would have been like this cool.
And I'll tell you what, as a guy, and you know, this is, it's great to have you here with us. I had no idea what I was doing when I messaged you. I don't know if you remember that, but I was like,
no, it's okay, because that's what we're here for. That's the thing, is like, most people don't. Mm-hmm. Most people don't know what they're looking for.
And it is kind of scary if you just send a guy off, hey, they're going to go pick your ring by themselves. Yes. That scares me. Is like, no offense,
you're gonna have this forever.
Oh my gosh, is it going to be like a pink heart? Like, what are you thinking? Like, I don't know. So I'm real, you guys like collaborating.
Yeah, so, yeah. So to anybody listening right now, I'm going to have Sarah go through kind of like the process with me that we went through, because, okay, you know, then you can refer like a guy friend or somebody that's listening that you know is going to get engaged or something. So like, totally, how was it for us? Because I remember like first you had told me what is Nicole's like kind of inspiration, like you went through, totally, like her Instagram or, you know, what was that?
We always ask people, you know, like what does she like as far as like, does she have a Pinterest? Is there an Instagram that she follows? Just so, or he, mm-hmm, I mean, yeah, does anybody have like this idea of kind of what they want? Because most people kind of like will put it out there a little bit. Like, this is my style. Yeah. This is what, yeah, I like, or this is who I follow on Instagram, mm-hmm, or this, you know, they kind of have some ideas. And with a little bit of stalking, we can kind of come up with a little bit of ideas of kind of what their style is.
Yeah.
I mean, and some people don't have that social media out there either, but we can kind of take an idea of, you know, they like a little bit more vintage, mm-hmm, or maybe the style of their home, or kind of just, yeah, like the style of who they are, just even by the person describing them.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that will give us some ideas.
I remember I gave you her Instagram. I showed you some rings.
Yes, you showed her some rings. You sent some rings to us.
And
yes,
I said,
which I think were all your rings.
they were. Good job, Nicole.
And then I was like, she's really into that vintagey, like, Titanic jewelry feel. It has to be, like, very unique, one of a kind, and you guys just ran with it.
We tried. I mean, and we were there was, like, a deadline, too, yeah, that we needed to get
close.
To.
It wasn't. It
which is totally fine. Like, that's what we do. Like, I perform my best on a deadline.
And you were sketching on, like, in a drive-in movie,
movie theater in Montrose, Colorado. We were going to one of our good friends' weddings, and I had gotten a call saying, we got contacted by Victor, here are some ideas, and then I was kind of going off of some, just those ideas that he had sent us. And then my designer here in Denver, she was kind of like picking through stones and tell us about your stone choice. You so, have to go into that.
I didn't
because I let you do this part.
No, I mean I didn't know because I knew Nicole is not just a normal diamond type of girl, right? That's right off the bat in my head. Like she wants something unique, and I was like, well, and I talked to you. I was like, what's something more unique? Like what's this stone? And I had seen one in one of the pictures, and you're like, that's a sapphire. That's a blue sapphire, and I was like, that's what I want. I don't know how I want it, but that's what we're gonna do. And then you guys ran with that idea.
Totally. So we had a couple different shapes. I think that's we had a couple different shapes. We had an oval. We had a pear. And I was going off of just some ideas that I was just brainstorming. Because I always let the stone tell its story. When I look at something, I'm like, okay, this stone is a pear shape and it's this color. I think it should be set in rose gold. And kind of some ideas off of kind of what your vintage look was. I just went off of that. I was in that drive-in movie theater watching, I don't know, like a kid's movie of some sort. My kids were just like sitting there and like, Mom. And I'm just trying to... sketch away. And I came up with, I don't know, I want to say like 20 different designs. And then I kind of broke them down to which ones were my favorite. And then I brought them back into the store, talked to the other designers here. And we bounced ideas off of each other and brainstormed. And we came up with some drawings. And then from there, it goes into a CAD. So it goes into a computer program where we draw it out. And we can see the 3D image, and that's what we sent Victor.
Yeah, so then I, on my end, I don't know everything that's going on in the background. I get a digital rendering of, like, I don't know, it's like 8 or 9 different designs.
Different designs, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And then from there, I picked the ones that I like, and then I asked my mom, you know, my dad, my sister. I asked Nicole's parents and her mom or whatever. And then I came back to you guys, I was like, this is what I want. And the only thing was me and Nicole's mom were going back and forth on the color of the stone.
Yeah. My mom didn't think, like, I don't know if she didn't see the shade of blue, but when he was doing this by himself, she got a little nervous, I think, and was like, I don't think Nicole's gonna want, like, a blue stone, because it's something that I had never
expressed.
Like, my mom is my best friend, and she knows everything about me, and I'm all about, like, the pearls and like the I don't know,
which is something that
you can't get
to the point. I asked you about the pearl you said
it's just a little too soft. It's a little too soft, because if you do a pearl on, especially on an engagement ring, it's a hard ring to wear every single day, because you'd have to take it off during the water or just everything you do, you're going to have to take it off, because a pearl is actually glued in into the mounting. So that glue could come off and the stone could lose its luster.
Well, and I'm so happy with how it turned out. So I think my mom was just thinking, like, but she was Googling, she told me after, like, sapphire, and it was like this deep blue. And she was just thinking, like, oh gosh.
Precious dye.
So she was just thinking, like, I don't know about that, but then, like, this shade of blue is completely different than
that. And that was the only other thing, that we had the shade of blue, and we had the rendering, but we couldn't get that color into the rendering.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, you just had to look at it and, like, see how. And so last minute,
Victor saw the vision.
And I texted you guys, and I was like, we need to change the color.
Totally.
And then they talked me out of it. But they're like, what do you want to do? And I was like, I think she'll love it. And then, like, just do what you think. And then we went for it. But I appreciate
Jenny. And we can always switch things out, too.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of doing the custom process, is that we can always switch things out. So if somebody's like, you know, that's not really me, well, then let's alter it.
Easy. And then you guys just did it. And it was
very me. I looked at that ring, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I couldn't have done that even.
And to their professionalism and utmost customer service, it was hand-delivered. delivered in Michigan just by the irony of the whole situation that, you know, somebody from here was going over there.
Yes.
So that was really, really cool.
That's crazy. Now that I like know about everything and heard about the process and stuff, like it was like a lot that you were doing behind the scenes, and I had no idea. I couldn't believe how sneaky you were.
Several calls with them, and
it was so fun. We FaceTimed a few times to kind of just bounce ideas off of each other.
Yeah.
It was so fun. That whole process was like one of my favorite rings for sure.
And you guys had, fun. And you guys had never done a collaboration like that before.
No, we haven't.
So and what was in your mind space like going through like, oh, and this is nerve wracking. Like, how is this?
I was like, it's better turn out. This better be perfect. She better, like, I hope she likes it. Not she better like it, but I hope she likes it. My goodness. I was like, oh gosh, let's just say a little prayer here.
And it was like, and us too, like when we partner with somebody, we want the best for them. And we were so happy at the feedback that you guys got for
so
the ring
fantastic.
And the love on your page. And we're like, every time we see you guys go up, we're like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah,
like, it was so fun. I mean, y'all helped build my business. Like, this is so fantastic. Honestly, like every time we collaborate with somebody, we just want to develop like the really great relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's really important to us. Relationships are really huge, huge in this business and with us. I mean, we're a family here. I mean, we're a small business, but we are a family, and we want to continue that. Like, we want to have people that we work with just be super close with us. And we just want to embrace that.
And we're grateful that you even said yes to the collaboration, because honestly, like, you could have been worried to where, you know, I don't know if this isn't like gonna be good for me, like,
Like, and that would have been a fair assessment of the situation.
And so you like taking that leap of faith like with us is so great, and I feel like that's why great things happen. It's because, you know, there is just all positivity.
Yeah, and you weren't like, you got to post like this, or you got to do that. But we were so grateful and everything. We were just like, we want to put it out to the world, you know?
It's so fantastic. I mean, you know, you kind of have to just put it out there. I'm a huge fan of being like positive about a situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, you do have collaborations that don't go well. Yeah. We just kind of have to mark that as a learning lesson.
Yeah.
But I mean, everything with you guys was so, it was just so fun. It was a fun project. Everybody on my team was just so excited to see it happen and see it on TV. I mean, that's like a dream. I mean, we see these proposals happen on TV, and I'm always like, someday my ring's gonna be that one.
Yeah. How did that feel seeing it? Because they zoomed in on it.
Yes, it was so special.
And they just zoomed in on it on Amazing Rings too.
Yeah, did you see it on the Amazing Rings?
Yeah, you'll have to watch the first episode. I'm like, whoa, they zoomed right in on it.
I need to jump on it. I haven't been watching TV lately just because my kids. I don't know, with this change in lighting, they're not going to bed until 9 o'clock now. And like, that's my like TV time with my husband. And I'm thinking to myself, Q, go to bed. Because I have been wanting to watch it, and I just haven't been able to watch any TV lately.
But yeah,
and we've been traveling a little bit too.
Yeah, so you saw it on TV. And
oh my gosh. That's just a dream come true. I mean, inside I'm having like the biggest party. Do you know what I mean?
And it was so fun watching, like, when the ring was done, and every time I talked to them, but when the ring was done and they're going to show it to me on FaceTime, there was like three or four of them, all with the biggest smiles on their face, you know, like, showing me the ring, like, we did it.
It happened.
That's so cool.
I mean, we got that thing done, and oh my gosh, I was just tracking it every second of the way, like, where is it at now? Who's setting it? What's happening with the stones? How's it turning out? It was perfect.
And I imagine that's basically what you guys go through with your customers here, that, you know, that whole process, the excitement, and you guys have to get like really intertwined with each
person is going to have a designer that works with them. Mm-hmm. So when they come in the door, they get paired with a designer, and you can make an appointment depending on which designer you want to work with. They're all fantastic. Mm-hmm. They are trained so well. And so they just make an appointment, and you kind of, I mean, people come in, some people have ideas, some people have grandmother's stones or anybody's stones.
Oh yeah, that's super cool.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So we can make something with that, or they just see something in the case that's like calling to them. Mm-hmm. And here at our store, I think what's really special about it is that we will take any stone and really work with it. I mean, I'm just so happy. I just want to have the opportunity to create a beautiful piece for a customer.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're doing a 6-carat diamond or, right, you know, a rock. I don't know. No, I mean, I just want to create that beautiful piece. And we work with people on their budgets. Like, yeah. I think that that's really special to me because I want that.
And I can see that, like, I see that through your page and, like, here, I can see that no matter what your budget is or what you want, like, you can make it happen.
It's beautiful
no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't even have to be sparkly and it's beautiful. Like, totally. There's so many cool different things out there that I've never seen. And I'm like, you guys, like, you're so much more than just, I'm just so used to everyone getting the same ring. I think I've seen it for forever, totally. Like even growing up. And I'm like, I don't really want that. But I mean, if that's what happens, you know, whatever. And then I saw your business and I'm like, you can do anything with your engagement ring. Like, express yourself. Like, you're going to wear that forever.
You can totally do everything. And that's what the beauty is with designing your own piece. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody, when I started in my old little store, I'll never forget, I had a guy come into the store and he probably had like $500. And he was like, I want an engagement ring. And he showed me a picture of, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. something that he was like, I want something like this. And, well, I'm going to work with you.
Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. what can I do?
Yeah.
So that's when I started doing, like, the alternative stones. Because I was like, here's the deal. I mean, this was years ago. Because $500 is hard to get now. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But I was like, I'm going to work with him because mm-hmm. he needs to have this beautiful piece. And I want to be part of that special event in his life to create this beautiful piece. So at the time we just put, I want to say it was like a green amethyst in his ring. And he put that ring in there. It came out beautiful. And they came back, I want to say 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. And now they could afford a diamond. And they just put a diamond in there.
That's awesome.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
so special. Like, mm-hmm. I just helped him just with that little step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then that's what I'm here for. Yeah. I'm here to kind of help you with whatever you want your mm-hmm. engagement ring to look like.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. And I don't care if it's traditional. It does not have to be traditional here. We are, we're open to anything.
Yeah. And it's also good to note that when you make something for somebody, that's, you don't repeat those, right? It's one of a kind.
On some of them. On your guys's. Yes.
Okay.
On yours. On some of them, we don't. Some of them we do. Just depends on if it's one of the designs we create here in the store.
Got you.
On if it's one of our pieces that we've had.
Okay, that makes sense.
But yours was very special. So, I mean, it depends on the ring. And if they ask us not to, we respect that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if it's an ask, then yes, we respect that.
Okay.
That's really cool.
So
who come? I'm just kind of curious, when people come engagement ring shopping, do, like, is it a couple thing usually? And then you talk with the girl and the guy, or is it just like the guy come in, or, you know,
It's a combo. It's a combo of everybody. I mean, it mm-hmm. just depends on the person. Sometimes, a guy will come in with his mom.
A woman
will come in because we do a lot of same-sex marriages as well.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman will come in with mm-hmm. her partner, and they'll kind of look at ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of who they kind of all we get everything.
Yeah.
So sometimes
the girl does get in on the designing process, or
sometimes.
The guy, or I mean, the person receiving the ring. Sometimes gets right in on the design process too.
Sometimes, yeah. So yeah. I want to say it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
So it just depends on who comes in. I mean, mm-hmm. we kind of get a group of everything. Sometimes we have them, they'll go through both of it. They'll do it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one will just drop off. And then it will be a secret from there on.
Gotcha.
The other thing is sometimes we'll have somebody come in and they'll just, you know, want to propose with just a diamond and then say, you can design your own piece with
that's
them.
That's a cool idea.
So we do that, mm-hmm. that where you can get, we just mount it in a solitaire, mm-hmm. which is just a plain mounting, mm-hmm. and what, maybe they'll like it like that, or they'll want to design their own piece with that stone.
Cool.
So sometimes they'll even just buy the stone from us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we kind mm-hmm. of really work with everything.
And is our diamond still like the main thing that people use, or has it been evolving?
It's evolving.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything. We do sapphires. I mean, we usually try to stick with a stone that's going to be a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
a sapphire is up there.
I did a lot of research. Hardness is number 9 of the sapphire.
That's awesome.
A diamond is 10 because diamond is the hardest.
And
I don't know after that. I just know.
Well, and you know, I mean, there's other alternative stones. I mean, we usually try to stick with some form of a sapphire, a rough cut diamond. But we kind of leave it up to the customer.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever they want to do. But like I said, here at this store, I mean, yes, we do a lot of diamonds. Diamonds are great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do any other stones.
And I see that the pear shape is super popular right now.
I love it. Yeah. It is so fun.
I know. I love it, too.
I love a pear shape. Yeah. I love a pear shape. I'm really loving oval, too, now, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of like them all.
And how do you guys like now? Because I know we went into your office, which is a beautiful little office that you have over here. Like, it, you know, I mean, it's not little, but it's homey. It's homey. It's a homey office. And you have like designs on the wall. So how do you go about creating new designs and coming up with your own stuff? And you know what I mean? Like, how does that process work for you guys outside of what you guys do for your customers?
Totally.
You
know? So, we go on buying trips and I look for stones. A lot of, it's so funny because there are, you know, our team's like, you know, we need to have this set design and this set design that we continually go to. But I'm like one of a kind kind of girl. I look at a stone. So when we go buying, Hannah and I, we bounce ideas off of each other. We're constantly bouncing ideas off of each other. And Hannah's one of my designers. And her and I just are constantly looking at the color of the stone, and the conversation that we have together is hilarious. You know, we're like, white gold, yellow gold, no, rose gold, rose gold, rose gold. That's what it is. And we kind of design it when we're buying the stone.
Oh, okay.
And then, but not all the time. But most of the time, that's kind of what we'll do. And then we'll go into my office and we just lay them all out. And then we kind of divvy up kind of what kind of designs we want. Yeah, we'll kind of stay within some of the designs we've already done.
Mm-hmm.
But we really just kind of... We kind of just...
Okay, this is a weird, silly question, because I don't know anything about this, but when you're buying stones, are they in, how does that come?
They're...
Are they in different shapes, and then you cut them to the shape you want?
No. What we'll do is they'll be already cut.
Oh, okay.
So most of them, they'll actually have them in display. I want to take you to a jewelry show. It's so fun.
No. Oh, so it's a jewelry show. It's a big jewelry show.
Oh, okay. And so what they do is they kind of... All the stone cutters, they bring their jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll kind of just lay them all the stones out. They'll lay them out. Sometimes they'll have finished jewelry there too.
Okay.
But we look at the loose stones, and they'll just kind of be laying out there. Some people specialize in sapphires. Some people specialize in rubies. Some people will kind of get a little bit of everything. And these are the people that have, they may own a mine and then they take that rough and they get it cut.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So I have a guy here in Denver that, sometimes he'll go out and he goes to the mines.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, there was like some pictures he sent me of him like scaling a mountain. And he writes for all these magazines and stuff. I was like, you are crazy. And he's like, oh, I almost died. And no, he's really a good guy. But so we get some stones from them and they cut them. They'll cut them. Or I'll contact one of my guys and he'll just cut it for me, whatever shape I need.
And then
they'll mail them to me.
And then from there you look at them like bare, like by themselves.
By themselves, yeah.
And then who builds like...
Who makes the cat? So it's a really fun process. So we can either decide whether the design is going to lend itself to someone hand carving it out of wax.
Oh, okay.
Or somebody making on the computer, kind of like yours was, just because we wanted yours very symmetrical and the way we wanted the stones. Yeah. So, and it wasn't like as organic, like, you know, super organic where you want it like the metal rough or anything like that. So it's something like that, maybe a little bit more by hand. Sorry.
You're good.
So they'll build it on a CAD system and on the computer, and then they print out kind of a wax and they'll kind of do that lost wax process in order to make your ring. Now, if they do it by hand, they'll hand carve the wax. And then they'll cast it.
Oh.
So,
that's crazy. Yeah. So the computer will it'll
like a
digitally
3D,
print
like
a wax rendering of it to spec.
Yep.
And then I don't understand wax. So you have to refill your machine with wax?
Yes, it's like a 3D printer that prints in wax. And so it prints it up like a printer, and then you get this wax image. I'll show it to you soon.
That's cool.
So you can see what it looks like.
I would never have thought that's how the process goes.
It's really cool. And then they cast it, that actual piece of wax. They cast it, and from there we get a piece of metal.
Got you.
And then they cut that off of a tree. Basically, it's on a tree, like a lot of different rings. And they'll cut it off, and they'll refinish it, set it.
That's crazy. And so you have your person that does that?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
We do.
And so
here and Denver.
That other person literally they'll have like a wax, let's say block or whatever, and they'll cut through it, cut out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's insane.
It's really cool. I mean, these are talented people.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of work that goes into making a ring is just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really beautiful to see the whole process. We're gonna be having a brand video out that might have a little bit of that in there.
Yeah. And then so when you say it gets cast in a tree with a bunch of other rings, so it's in that little thing and they have to cut it out? Or?
So what they'll do is they'll put the wax on a tree. So they'll kind of like make a wax tree. And they put the wax on it, your wax ring on it, and then they'll basically cast it. I'm trying to describe right now. I'm all like using my hand. I'm like
I feel they dip it in like
put it in like a plaster Paris. I'm just using like these terms. But they'll take that and they'll basically vacuum that wax out because it has no cavities.
Yeah, okay.
And then the metal goes in, it flows in, and then it hardens, and then they chop it off of a tree.
Oh, man.
I'll show you some pictures.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I would have never thought I'd just learned
something
new. It's really
cool. I know. How can I describe it without seeing? I wish I had a PowerPoint. It'd be so much easier.
That is so cool. That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would have never thought because that's an interesting, it makes you think of the cost that goes into even putting it together, let alone the designing part, you know.
And how many people are involved.
Oh, totally, totally. I mean, we have a few jewelers. We have about three jewelers that we work with, and then they have a team of, I don't know how many people, but they have a group of people that work for them as well.
That's nice. So, and do you follow, like, are there trends in the jewelry industry? Or do you like to be a trendsetter?
I try to be a trendsetter. Yeah. It's really, like, what I like to do. You know, I always like coming up with new ideas.
Yeah.
Whatever I design, I'm not going to be looking at somebody else's designs. Yeah. Like, because I just need to be in my moment. I'll put my headphones on, listen to some music, and I just like to sketch. Like on the plane last night, I was just sketching away, just some new ideas that I was coming up with. Because I want to do something that's different. Mm-hmm. I want to do something that's not out there. Let's do something that's different.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I think that's a good way of... Because, I mean, I always think about designing clothes, and like I like weird, unique style. But like when I see everything on Instagram or out there, it kind of like makes my... That's what I'm like looking for then. I'm like... No, like I'm trying to think of something that's not out there yet, but you have to kind of block out what is out there so you can come up with something different.
You have to. And you have to feel it. That's the thing. It's like in this business, I'm doing not all the marketing. I have a team that does all my marketing, but I am the person that does marketing, employee development. Mm-hmm. And I have my hand in everything, but when it's time to design, like I feel it. Like I can just, I'll just lock myself in my room with the stones, or Hannah will come in and I'll just say, it's time. It's go time. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. So like we have to feel it. It just doesn't come like, okay, today I'm going to design a ring. No. I have to just really just have that creative juices flowing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, it has to be at that moment.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to note that your ring, right? You're telling us, how you've been married 12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
Same husband.
Same husband. But you've had how many rings?
Probably about 5 rings.
5 rings.
Probably about 5 rings.
Would you encourage, that's crazy. Would you encourage somebody to, I mean, if they can, obviously, would you encourage them to do that? Like just change it up?
If you want to. I mean, it depends on how sentimental you are about your ring. You know, I mean, I'm more sentimental about my stone, my center stone. I keep the center stone. I'm more sentimental about that because that symbolizes where I was at that time for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be something different for somebody else. Maybe it's their mounting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that's where I was. And I mean, yeah, I can get whatever stones nowadays because I have a jewelry store and yeah. I like kind of get whatever stones. But that's where I was. Like that's yeah. that's a reminder of where we were when we met. Mm-hmm. And from that, I mean, I'm going to change things up just because I like to be up and yeah. with the trends and stuff like yeah. that. I like to kind of move things around. This was my 10-year ring. But my husband, you know, I could come home with whatever ring, and he's like, whatever. It's what you do. It's what you do. Yeah. But it's a lot of fun because mm-hmm. I can really kind of switch things up a little bit. I mean, I'm thinking about switching the metal color pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So,
beautiful.
As a jewelry store owner, do anybody that you're giving gifts to always expect jewelry?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
You know what I mean? Like birthdays or question. Christmas? Or...
I do give a lot of jewelry, but it's so funny. The hardest thing for my mom, like to get my mom a gift.
Mm. No.
So my mother-in-law, easy yeah. peasy. I could get her jewelry and she loves it. It's mm-hmm. totally fine because she's not in the jewelry business or whatnot. But my mom, that woman has everything. So it's just like, what do I do? So I've started designing pieces for her because, you know, just like some special pieces here yeah. and there. So that's been kind of fun. I've been able to do that with some of my kids' birthstones and mm-hmm. kind of playing around with some ideas there for yeah. her. But she's hard to buy for jewelry. I mean, God bless my dad. Because she has a jewelry store,
you're
too.
Right,
so.
Right.
And
yeah.
so my dad's like, I don't know. He kind of comes to me and says, this is how much I have. What can we get your mom? But jewelry is a good gift. It yeah. is. It
on
is a good
on the
gift.
Flip side, are people disappointed if you don't give them jewelry?
Not really. No, because they know how much it is, I think, for yeah. the okay. most part. Just because it can add yeah. up, especially yeah. now that I'm only working in gold. When I was working in silver, no big deal. Man, I could
yeah.
do whatever jewelry, but but gold, you know, tends to be a little higher. But for the most part, you know, I mean, we always try to give some fun gifts.
I yeah. thought that was a silly question.
That's a good question. I like that one. That one's a good one. I love it. Totally.
And I think it'll be really cool. Your daughter's 7 right now.
She's 7.
So when she gets older, like, I think it'll be such a cool moment to, like, even design something together or...
Oh, it's so fun.
You know, like, something super sentimental that she will have forever that, like, you guys did together. I think that's so cool because not a lot... I mean, people can do that with...
Yeah.
Like, unless she's requesting, like, a piece that's, like, yeah. loaded with diamonds.
Because she's a good artist already.
She yeah. is. She's a really good artist. Mm-hmm. She's been designing her own jewelry now, her new line. She comes into my store more so whenever she's sick or mm-hmm. home from school like she is today. But we kind of give her a sketch pad and because I don't want her on the iPad the whole time.
Right. Or, yeah, that's yeah. smart.
You know what I mean? I yeah. want her to still be creative. And mm-hmm. so those days, usually I'll just make it a point that, okay, maybe I'm going to have to come up with some designing and her mm-hmm. and I are going to sit in my office and we'll sketch a little bit or... kind of come up with some ideas. And she came up with a necklace the other day that was just like loaded with loaded with stones. And she's been asking me, Mom, when is that going to be finished? And I'm like, girlfriend, that's never going to be finished. That has so many diamonds in it. I don't know. I think we're looking at like a $40,000 piece. And I hate to break her heart like that, but you know. That's what happens.
That's funny.
Oh, gosh.
So your social media is amazing.
Thank
That's
you.
It's at Thank Sarah you. O Jewelry.
Sarah O Jewelry. Yep.
And do you find it now that you're like competing with all the other jewelry people online or do you just kind of like do your thing and like...
I kind of am doing my thing, but yes, I mean, you do feel that way. I mean, there's so many other jewelers out there. What I think sets us apart is we're trying to do something different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to change the jewelry industry. I'm okay. trying to change it so it's not so traditional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make it so we're approachable. Mm-hmm. That's huge for us because, I mean, I don't know, me growing up going into jewelry stores, I always kind of felt like, even when I was shopping for a ring before I even had, my husband and I met before mm-hmm. I opened the stores.
Yeah.
But I had my mom's store, but I kind of was like, oh, well, I don't know what I want. So, you know, I was shopping and seeing if there was something else that I wanted yeah. from another designer. And honestly, like, I would kind of get the same thing over and over again. I'd go into a store and not, like...
Fall in love.
I wouldn't get service. Because I was, like, this young girl.
True.
And I wasn't maybe dressed the right way.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know what I mean? I didn't get service at all. And I was just like, forget this. I'm going to change the jewelry industry.
Yeah.
And so kind of going with my social media too is like, we are going to change this jewelry industry. We're going to come to work in jeans. We're going to be laid back. Mm-hmm. We're going to be approachable. Mm-hmm. We are going to have cool designs. We aren't going to follow the normal.
Yeah. Cookie cutter
jewelry store.
Yeah. And it's cool. And I do see you partnering with different brands on social media. Yes. And stuff, and like coming up with stuff together,
yeah,
which is really neat.
It's a lot of fun. We've been partnering with a couple other influencers here and there. Mm-hmm. And that's been a lot of fun, yeah, to kind of see their industry, yeah, as well. Mm-hmm. Because seeing the other people's industries, I mean, I think that's just an inspiration for, yeah, me. I mean, to see what everybody's doing, to watch you guys. I mean, it's been fun.
Your page is the bomb. You guys have to check out her page because it's just so unique. The pictures are beautiful. I see people post, like, even photographers post blurry photos, and I'm just thinking, this isn't capturing what you want to show, and your page is crystal clear.
It's insane.
I mean, just check it out. It's amazing. And just like the, I saw a little bit of behind the scenes, how the photos are made with texture. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Every picture that pops up, I mean, I double tap it so fast. I'm like, love, love, like everything's so great. And I don't know. I just wanted to tell everybody to at least check it out.
Thank
because
you. We put, yeah, a lot of work into
you'll
it.
You'll fall, I mean, in love with the pieces.
Even as a guy over here that's not like super into all that stuff, it's aesthetically pleasing.
Oh,
you,
yes,
know, it's nice on the eyes.
Yes.
So
Thank you. And
that's really cool. And speaking of which, when you guys go to their page and see some really cool stuff, mm-hmm, Nicole and I were partnering with Sarah O again,
yay,
to do a giveaway.
Yes.
So Nicole, you can explain a little bit, Sarah, you know, either,
okay,
or.
Yeah, so we're going to do it for our Coco Caliente listeners. I'll be posting it on my page as well. Will you describe the ring a little bit?
So it's a rose gold moonstone, mm-hmm, ring, and it's kind of has a rectangle.
Yeah.
It's a rectangle.
And it's really,
it's
beautiful. And I'm going to be taking a picture with it, and also the pictures that were taken here, because they're crystal,
yeah,
clear, beautiful. We'll be posting those as well.
Jewelry's hard to photograph. It is.
Yeah.
It's hard.
What's the name of the girl here that does
Chandler.
It? Chandler.
She's,
she does
an
a
amazing
great job.
Photographer.
Yes. She does a really good
she
job.
She plans out everything to a T. Like, yeah, all her content is just, it's all just super intentional, just, mm-hmm, planned out.
Mm-hmm. And so we're going to
get some good pics.
Yeah, she does. And so we're going to be partnering with you, and we're going to be, so I don't know exactly
the date or, the, you know.
Well, when this comes out, we'll have the picture out with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so you have to just follow Sarah O and follow our podcast page, and you'll win a chance, have a chance to win the ring.
Yeah, that's
and
really cool. I'm happy that we're doing this.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is a lot of fun. I'm really excited for somebody to get that. It's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one.
Me too. I'm like, do I want to give it away? No, I'm kidding.
We'll just have to get you one, Nicole. We'll just have to get you one.
Yes.
But I don't have anything else. Unless
yeah,
you guys have anything
you.
Else. Thank you so much
for
Sarah.
Everything. Literally,
yes.
Oh my
everything.
Gosh.
Such a blessing,
yay,
you are. And you're such a
thank
breath
you.
Of fresh air.
Thank
I mean,
you.
You're a person that I would want to be around all the time.
Anytime you guys want to come back.
You're so like, oh, I love
I,
it.
I did forget one thing. She's okay. Sarah is a young business owner. Like
yeah.
I don't want to say a woman's age, but if you don't mind.
36.
Yeah.
36?
And then,
yes.
But, and you,
yeah.
And you started this.
I started this when I was 24 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
crazy?
She's
oh
been
gosh.
In the industry mm-hmm. for some time. She has two locations now. And I mean, people around the world know your stuff now, you know, thanks to social media.
Yeah.
And such good work.
So fun.
You know what I mean? So, yes. I think that's something to note. You know, you're a young, successful business owner, and that's really awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on the show today. This
yeah.
is so fun.
Yeah, no, we appreciate
this has
you.
It's been a good time.
You have such a beautiful space, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, and I actually got a chance to talk to Winston from Big Brother 20 and, more importantly, from Love Island USA. The first season is on this season on CBS. I don't know if you guys have watched it, but I started watching it in all honesty thinking this is going to be really bad. Like, this is not going to be great. And I am hooked. I'm obsessed. I love the show. It's so thrilling. It makes you kind of feel uncomfortable. It makes you like fall in love with people, and it makes you appreciate what you have. I feel like going out in the dating world would not be fun. I mean, I never, ever, ever want to do that again, obviously. And it's just like knowing how awkward moments and watching it all play out and how people like Zach and Elizabeth really did find love, and it's fun to watch that. So I get to talk to Winston, the first Big Brother player to cross over to Love Island USA, and kind of see what it's all about. And it was great, so I hope you guys enjoy this conversation.
Hey, what's up, Nicole?
Hey, Winston, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to get to chat with you.
I was just thinking,
I actually missed you guys. I think it was last summer when you guys got engaged in the house, right?
Yeah, we did. You weren't there though,
I think,
right?
I just left. Yeah.
I literally left before. But yeah. That was such a great season last season though. I'm missing it right now. We'll just say that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm totally lost. Like, I'm excited to like catch up on TV, but I was watching right before I left.
So you got to fly out to Fiji to kind of like do like a pre-press thing for Love Island USA.
It was a crazy story. It was fun. It was like they called me on a whirlwind of a night, and the next day I was on a flight to Fiji. My boss was so cool. I'm so thankful for that. I got to go out there with Brett and Bailey and Swaggy originally for basically just like some PR stuff and do that little promo that actually showed on Big Brother.
That was cracking me up. Brett is like so funny. Like, you guys as a couple, it was perfect. It was a perfect angle. I was like, yes.
Yeah. It was funny. Like, Brett's a clown. Obviously, I don't know why they keep sticking us together. I don't even like the guy. We had fun. We had a good time. We were out there for that. And then it kind of whirlwind spiraled fast into an opportunity to come on. So I was super blessed for that. It was exciting. But yeah, so I came back to stateside, came back to Kentucky, and I was working and trying to like convince my company to let me go do this. Mm-hmm. And they did. They let me, and I was grateful for that. So yeah, so then I went back. So my body's all kinds of thrown off. And then now I'm back here. So I'm like, I'm telling Mallory, I'm like, I am all over the place.
Yeah, because that's like
what's day and what's night.
Is that like a 15-hour flight?
Yes, it is miserable. I'm not going to lie.
You guys have
flown everywhere. You all know what it's like. You did the race, for crying out loud. You all have been everywhere.
Yeah, but it was like, Tokyo was the furthest I think we had to go, and I think it was like 16 hours, but that was our first one, so we got that over with. And then after that, it was shorter, but it's weird being on a flight for like almost a day.
Literally, the whole day. Yeah,
and it throws your body off and all that. Well, you're the first Big Brother contestant to be on Love Island USA, so that's an accomplishment in itself.
It was so fun.
Crossing over can be... what was it like? Like, what's the biggest difference? Was it like Big Brother at all?
Totally different.
Totally different.
No, it was totally different. Honestly, like, I had so much more fun with this, I guess I could say. Like, that, I love Big Brother.
Okay? Yeah.
And it was fun, but it was a game. Like, that was a straight up, like, and especially for me going in, I was like very much watching what I was saying and trying to. You know, I was gaming, for crying out loud. Like, it was a different me, if that makes sense.
For sure.
Yeah, this was, like, so laid back, and it was just like, oh, I'm going to go hang out and actually be myself and hopefully hit it off with a female. However, I don't know. I haven't get to watch anything. So I started last night. I watched the first two episodes I was in, so... I still don't know how everything kind of panned out or looks, but
Looks like you definitely look like a nice guy and stuff. It just looks like you really like. So I feel like I wouldn't do well on that show because I wouldn't be like, I'm going to steal your girl or steal your guy, you know? And I feel like you're just really nice and you don't want to step on anyone's toes. So it's like, if anyone like really likes me, you know, it'll work out. And that's how I would feel too. Your edit on there was really good. And I just was so intrigued by, like, the downtime. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
Is it... Because I never see you guys, like, eat or anything. So, do you guys cook?
Isn't that so weird? So, like, to differentiate from Big Brother, it was like a vacation. Like, they, you know, I guess without giving away too many secrets. But, they basically provided lunch and dinner for us.
Oh, okay.
But that was, like, off time. Like, that was very much guys and girls separated. You know, they just didn't want to here's the deal. I don't think anybody likes watching people eating on TV. And I already saw the scene where I was eating on the date and looked like an idiot. So,
no. Yeah. Did you
so
really?
That was it.
Oh, that's too funny. No, you didn't look like an idiot. It's real life, though. Like, that's how a date is, right?
Yeah, that is. Everybody's been there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, no, maybe just me. I don't know. Yeah, I was eating on the date because I was like, this is great food. Are you kidding me? I was one to eat, but yeah, it was, that part was embarrassing. It was, like, it was so much fun. But to differentiate, like, this was more of me just being myself and having fun with it, mm-hmm. and not overthinking, and it was just like, I'm going to go in there and have fun. That's all I told myself the whole time, and that's what I did. And sure, nothing came out of it, but it is what it is. You know, getting to live there, like you're saying, like the whole round clock, it's really tough for what you guys see because you only see like 1 hour of edited stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it's crazy to live there and really get to know these people for a week. You know, I mean, I think I was in there, what was it, 7 or 8 nights or 8 days. And it was crazy. I mean, it was so fun. But yes, like there's so much more that goes into – you know, not only is it like, I'm a respectful guy,
mm-hmm.
But I'm also kind of a go-getter. I mean, if I want to go after a girl, I think I will. But mm-hmm. I tell you, like, I got straight up the like, blockers on, like, okay. I was getting the nonverbals of, like, they were very happy in their current relationships.
Okay.
I wasn't, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to, like, it's funny because, you know, they don't really show them laying around all day, you know, cuddling. And it's like,
yeah,
I'm not going to go.
I was wondering about that,
yeah,
too.
Like, I'm not going to go interrupt somebody on the daybed laying out when they're literally, you know, laying, making out all afternoon. I'm like, hey, you want to go for a chat? Like, poke on the shoulder? Like, no, yeah. That's not me. Like, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of pride. So that part was rough. It was hard.
Because you,
like,
had a
navigate.
Huge disadvantage coming in when there was already relationships formed. And, like, but were they pretty, like, friendly with you? Because it seemed like they were really nice.
They were. And everyone there is very similar in the respect of, like, mm-hmm. Our personalities, right? So everybody mm-hmm. got along. And the guys were great. They were welcoming. I mean, it is an awkward situation because you're coming in. You're trying to date.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everyone was really welcoming and cool. However, you know, I which I haven't got to see anything yet, really. But I was just shocked with how much I feel like some of them, I'll just say, I don't think are being true to themselves.
Yeah.
Without, you know, I just feel like mm-hmm. some of them wanted out of what their current coupling was, but I feel like a lot of them are maybe overthinking of what America portrays them.
That would take a toll. Yeah. Because when I'm watching, like, I like Elizabeth and Zach because they know what they want. It was instant. And
exactly.
I think they're super cute, but then, you know, they hear that people think they're boring. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want them to think we think they're boring. Like, it's
I don't think they're boring.
No, but like, that's what, I don't know if you saw the episode, but they got a, it was during the game, during a game. And they had to guess like who each tweet was about, what couple,
oh, no.
And they got called boring. And you can tell like Elizabeth is super like, oh my God. And then the next episode, it seemed like she was like, oh my God, they were the last couple to be voted safe.
Yeah.
And you can tell she's thinking like, okay, we got to spice things up. And
I know,
I'm like,
right? Isn't
oh
that
no,
weird?
Like now they're going to, I hope they don't try to like do anything because I love
I know,
them together.
Like, right. Right.
Yeah.
So it's a unique dynamic because in Big Brother, mm-hmm. And you know, I'm for crying out loud, you played twice. You know exactly what Big Brother's like.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, America's watching. But in Big Brother, it was almost like, we'll deal with that after. Like,
yeah.
you never got any immediate feedback
right.
because you didn't know what was going on.
Exactly.
So here, it was like, you're getting that immediate feedback of, mm-hmm. like, a day or two, and it's like America's voting, and you're seeing, like, what couples are ranking here and there. And it was like, that was so unique because it played into how they were really living in their relationship. So I'm with you. It was kind of like, obviously, I love Zach and Elizabeth, by mm-hmm. the way, rooting them on the whole way.
Yeah.
Zach is awesome. They're not boring. They're just, they found what they came for. So
yeah.
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, I was like, go you guys. Like who cares if you want to sit up all day in each other's arms? That's awesome. Like that's what I would be doing had any of you girls actually liked me, but it didn't work. So I'm rooting for them. They're
mm-hmm.
great.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. I don't know, like from watching before I went in, I kind of didn't know he would have such a personality, but he's actually really funny.
Yeah.
And he's just goofy. He's young, you know, he's only 22. He's trying to figure out his life. So in that respect, like, he's funny. He's just goofy.
And it is cool that you got, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I lose my train of thought sometimes.
I don't know what we're doing, by the way. No,
you're doing really good. This is perfect. It's very, I just want it to be a super chill convo. So as far as like, it's different with Big Brother too, is because you got to watch the show and kind of see who you liked before going in. Is that,
yes,
who are you going for? Because I know Mallory got out right before you went in, so I didn't know if, yes, you were, if that was someone you were hoping, since she was kind of looking for something different, you know what I mean? So who are, right, who was your eyes always on? Kira, because I know you took her on a date, or what were you feeling?
Right. Well, all right, so going in, it was unique. Obviously, like, you get to watch, which is so crazy. Obviously, you're so,
yeah,
like, you almost,
so,
have this power.
Weird. Yeah,
you almost have this like power over everyone, because you walk in, and of course, like, this is all cut out, but everyone asks, like, okay, how's it doing? Like, what do I look like? You know, and you're getting, mm-hmm, those questions, and I'm like deflecting them, like, I don't want to answer that, or like, no, like, you know, I'm just giving them one or two word answers. Mm-hmm. But it was just so weird. But going in, you know, I had my eye. Obviously, I thought Kira was beautiful.
Yeah.
We went on a date, and I'll be honest, that was very much like, I could tell she was into casual, and it was over, and like, that's cool, moved on.
Yeah.
Alexandra, I thought, was a sweetheart. She seemed so genuine.
She seemed so sweet.
So sweet. And like, she was really like a kind of, I guess you would say, type that I dated before.
Yeah.
So I thought we kind of clicked.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, that's a whole nother conversation. She was very much like sticking with Dylan. And I don't know if, you know, I know, without saying too much, I don't know if that was real or not. I guess I'll see after the show.
Yeah, because also with the Dylan thing, I see him sometimes, I'm like, so, I get so mad at people when they're like in, good, something, and then they say,
yes,
well, I'm open to this, and like, I'm never gonna
spill the tea. Spill it.
And I just like feel so bad, and then I'm like, no,
yes,
like,
felt,
I'm not going to vote for you,
so
guys,
angry.
Now I'm pissed, because
yes,
she deserves someone
was,
that's like, stands up and says, no, I'm not interested. Like, even watching that back, it would be hard for me to be with someone that was like, oh, you were kind of looking for someone else. Like, how am I supposed to get over that? You know?
Exactly. Exactly my point. I was like, but you know, you and me, I think maybe we're a little older, a little bit more,
yeah,
ready in that, mm-hmm, respect, you know, mm-hmm, and like, there's a huge age gap here with some of the people, and that works. But I agree. Like, seeing Dylan, and I love Dylan. Dylan's,
yeah,
a cool,
he seems
guy,
super nice.
Great.
Yeah, I voted
but
for them like
also,
the first time, because I was like, oh, I love them.
Yeah.
And then after I heard him say, yeah, that, I'm like, I'm so mad.
I know. And like, at one point, like, I knew, I'm like, Dylan was like flirting with the new chicks, and I was like, dude, like, what are you doing? Like, you have a great girl in Alexandra. Like,
you should have freaking stole,
like,
her. I wish you would have.
Well, listen, I'm telling you, Nicole, like, I'll be honest, I tried.
Yeah.
We tried, and mm-hmm, it just wasn't there. And she's, again, like, I wish them the best, but do I think that America's Voting has something to do with it? Absolutely. Like,
right.
I do. I
mm-hmm,
think that plays a unique dynamic in their head, and they're scared to leave that coupling. I don't know. It is what it is at this point. I was just kind of like, I thought Alexandra was, I thought the world of her. But I got those bars up, and I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to break this down. You know, the moment, it was so funny. It's so weird, because we get done, like, having a good conversation. Like, oh, our date, for crying out loud. It was,
mm-hmm,
I thought it went great.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally 10 minutes later, she's, like, cuddling up, you know, making out with Dylan up on the balcony. And it was like, okay, I guess it didn't go as good as I thought,
right,
because immediately, you know,
yeah,
so that was unique.
It's just interesting, because you don't see that, and you think sometimes,
right,
that there's,
right,
like rifts in relationships and you can get in, and
right,
then sometimes, like, I'll be honest, like with Cashel, I was mad at him when he was with Kira, because he would like have his eyes open and be like,
yeah,
okay. And then I started feeling sorry for him when she switched, just because Eric was just like such a go-getter. Like, what's he like?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Eric is, I didn't get to know him that well. I lived,
yeah,
with those guys like 3 or 4 days there at the end. But Eric came in, and he was definitely like puffing his chest out, trying to act a little bit too hard for me in front of,
yeah,
the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was just us guys, he was a completely laid back like guy.
Yeah.
So I knew, and I saw some of that, and you know, some of that comes with age. I'll be honest. Like, obviously you know, I don't know what I was like, but when I was younger, but then again, I'm kind of thrown off because I think Eric's like around my age, like 28 or 29.
Yeah,
I don't
think
know.
So too. I was thinking like maybe he felt like coming in and he could easily be thrown off the island unless he gets a girl to
unless
go for him.
Up.
Yeah.
Very
so
true.
Like
so you're
maybe
at it
his
as a
intention.
Game
exactly. I was
right.
thinking it's a game right. move and,
yeah.
And I know Cashel, like, really liked her, and it wasn't a gay move. So that's why it made me feel, like, bad. But, yeah, I was like, well, yeah, they got to go for what they want and at least stay in the game. And then if someone new comes in, he could hop on someone else, and then Kira's going to be, like, kicking herself in the butt. But
exactly. Exactly.
So I'm hooked on it. And when I started watching it, seeing, like, people had to step forward if they're interested, I was like, sweating. I'm like, oh my god, this
so
is
savage?
So stressful.
So savage.
Yes.
I felt so bad. That was the one part where I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not having to like step forward and see people like judge me on looks. Just
yes,
immediately.
Because it's just looks. And I was like, oh my
Literally.
God, I would feel so,
yeah.
you know, anyways.
If
you had to do Big Brother or Love Island again, which one would you do?
I think Love Island. It was just way more up my, you know,
That's
cup
awesome.
Of tea.
Yeah.
Big Brother was so fun, and I love it, but I also realized that, like, I was just a chronic overthinker of every conversation getting around and playing telephone and that kind of thing, and
it's
it was
hard,
all, I don't
yeah.
know, I mean,
it's
in
hard.
A way, honestly, I wish I could do Big Brother again, just to redeem myself, because, I don't know, I'd go in with no plan and be more open. I was mm-hmm. quiet, I was gathering info, I was the guy who, you know, I read Derek's book before going in, I was, like, prepped, mm-hmm. like, I was
yeah.
like, I'm gonna know everything. And I did. To be honest, I feel like I knew how the season was going to play out. Within 48 hours in there, you can tell who's going to click with who, who's going to do what.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was just, you know, and through some unlucky circumstance, mm-hmm. I got thrown up against my buddy, showed a little bit too much there. But Big Brother was so fun. I'd do either of them again. Love Island was just much more of, like, my style. Just kind of
yeah.
be yourself, hang out, you know, have a glass of wine and chit-chat and hang out. That was fun for me.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever do get to go back on Big Brother, just pretend it's like Love Island, honestly. Like, like just
exactly.
chill for, like, the first
that.
5 weeks. Just, like, act like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, it works every time. But but you don't know. It takes some people the second time around, like myself, to know how to play the game better. But would
right.
you, because if Marley would have stayed on the island, then you would still be on the island. And so are you guys, like, are you allowed to talk in the real world, or, like, how does that work?
Yeah. So Marley was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what everyone's seen, but she was so genuinely herself. It was like a pressure. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
her coming in, it was like, okay, this girl's funny. She doesn't care. She has a mic on. She's, you know, talking like herself. She's being herself. And it was funny. And we clicked.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there was an age gap. There were some issues there, but she was awesome. We have talked. Literally last night, she finally called me. I sent her my number and never heard back. So she finally called me last night.
Yeah.
And we FaceTimed and talked and, you know, talked it out. Bless her heart. I felt so bad for her because
mm-hmm.
her exit was so quick, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, she's good, though. But, you know, is there anything there? Yeah, no. Like, we're so far apart, too. You know, she's in Miami. I'm back in Kentucky. I'm about to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
She was great, and it was fun. And, yeah, like, it would have been nice to maybe see where that connection went.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, Yeamon at that point, I felt like he got burned the week before, and, you know, he really had what seemed like a nice connection with Asada. So I was like, man, all to you, you know, keep her. And I didn't expect to walk out an hour after that.
Right. I mean, it was almost so big of you, because I was like, you put him before yourself, even knowing that this is potentially going to kick you off the island. And he had already had a couple relationships. So it's like, if you wanted to be super greedy and just be like, no, I
right.
really like her, I'm staying in this, let's do this,
right.
and knowing that it can just get you further in the game. And I feel like
right.
that's just, you're just a good guy. And that's, and
well,
you're going to
you.
Meet your girl, not on Love Island, maybe, I guess, but some, you know, some other way that will be even better or
well,
good
you.
Story. Everything happens for a reason. So it was great watching you, and thanks so much for coming on. And,
oh, absolutely. Thanks
yeah.
for having me. Yeah, I watched you guys on the race. I'm so mad because I haven't finished it yet. So I looked you up to see, because like, I think the last episode I watched, you guys were riding elephants.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I looked you guys up. So congrats to your all's run.
Thanks.
I saw that you were the last non-racers to make it. I think you were fourth, right?
Yeah, we are fourth. Yep.
Yeah.
It was tough. Well, maybe you and Brett. Maybe you and Brett can do that sometime.
our phones would be wide open. I would love that.
Cool.
Yeah, there'd be a lot more fighting, I would say, between me and him.
Entertainment, for sure. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Oh, well, man. Thanks so much, and we'll have to keep in touch.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye. So I hope you guys enjoyed that with Sarah O.
Yep.
It's super exciting. So for the 100th time, go to the Coco Caliente podcast page on Instagram and try to win this ring. It's beautiful. I want to keep it. And I think there's just a couple guidelines to follow. And I mean, a couple people have won some pretty cool things so far on the podcast page.
Yeah, we've given
away. We try
to
do a giveaway like every 2 weeks.
Yeah, we've done pretty well, or at least once a month. But we've done pretty well with that, and mm-hmm. everybody seems to enjoy it. So, speaking of weddings and Sarah O and everything that goes into all this stuff, I have a Spanish word of the day for you.
Okay.
So, the Spanish word of the day is anillo. Anillo.
A ring.
You got it.
If I didn't get that
confetti.
One, I'd be in trouble. I like the confetti sound effects.
Yeah, no, I try. Anillo. That's a good one. You did good. I'm surprised that you got it because it doesn't even sound like it would be that.
Okay, but you got to quit going so obvious if you don't want me to get them.
Well, you know, okay.
Because I had no idea.
Nicole says
that. As a shot in the dark.
Nicole says that, but before we even started the podcast, she was like, can you tell me what the Spanish word of the day is so I get it? And I'm like, no.
I'm like, come on.
That's not how it works.
Wow, you just ratted me out.
Oh, 100%. So, Nicole, you had a really good weird or normal.
This isn't even weird or normal. This was a normal discussion we were having that we had disagreed on.
Which would make it like a...
Okay, so we started dating... We became official on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, our anniversary is coming up. And
I said, no, our anniversary is not coming up because we got engaged on September 7th.
So that's our new anniversary?
So that's the new anniversary.
I don't agree with that because I do get when you get married, that's your anniversary. But I didn't know that it changes from when you become boyfriend, girlfriend to now... Just the random day that you decide to propose, now that's our anniversary.
That is. Okay, so you're telling me, okay, so then when we get married, are we still going to celebrate August 1st and then September 7th?
Yeah, I feel like that's like the cute time, like back in the day, August 1st, this is when your dad, you know, manned up and asked me to be his girlfriend. You know what I mean? Because that's when I start overthinking our wedding date is like, I don't love the date of the actual number. So it's like...
The what number?
Like, say we're getting married on, like, the 5th or something.
Uh-huh.
Like, that... I want to, like, love that number.
Okay.
Is that, like, really important and stuff? So that's why I'm kind of like... Well, I love September 7th. I'm fine to celebrate that as well. And, I mean, we'll always celebrate our wedding, but it's like... I feel...
I'm just saying normal couples do not have 3 anniversaries in a year, right? I think...
I don't think that the engagement anniversary is a thing.
What? No, it's because, okay, so you get your boyfriend, girlfriend. What's the next most significant step after that?
I agree that that's the next significant step.
The first anniversary and make it your new anniversary. Right? And then when you get married...
No, I disagree.
Said marriage anniversary would trump your engagement anniversary.
So what's the weird or normal to have... And I was joking with him when I was like, no, everyone celebrates 3 anniversaries a year.
No way. Without.
Well, the wedding we went to last night was really cool because that was exactly 7 years from when they started dating.
Yeah.
So they like...
It worked out perfect.
Yeah. Like they all just... So they're technically celebrating all of them.
Yeah.
Well, so why can't we?
Did they got engaged on the same day too?
I'm assuming. So why can't we celebrate 3 even though...
Okay, I should have proposed on August 1st and then we should have got married, get married on August 1st.
No.
And then that way they all fall on the same day. And
no, I was teasing him that it is normal to celebrate 3 times a year even though I know it's not.
Yeah, there's no way.
But I think like I hear my parents like joke around the day like that they started... dating and then August 18th is their actual anniversary.
Well,
but I don't know what day they got proposed on
okay
or engaged on. Proposed on.
I don't know. And you're right, I guess. But at the same time, I feel like there's like one anniversary a year, and it's the most significant one at that time. And
so you want to celebrate? Oh, you know what? My grandma's getting married on September 7th, so we can celebrate.
That's another topic for another day. But anyway, so thank you guys so much for listening. And since you guys are so awesome, we always love to do this part. It's one of our favorite parts, and it's reading your reviews, because you guys are the driving force behind everything we do. We only read 5-star reviews, so rate 5 stars so you can get it read. And so, Nicole, take it away.
This one's called Hands Down the Best Podcast Out There by Elena Stonehouse, 5 stars. I absolutely love this podcast. Nicole and Victor, you are both so genuine, real, and fun to listen to. Being from the Mitten myself, I always smile at all of Nicole's relatable Midwest references. Mm. You both are such genuinely wonderful people and compliment each other beautifully. Can't wait to hear more. Thanks, Elena.
Yeah, thank you. That was very sweet of you.
I pronounced your name right. Elaina.
Yeah. So this one is Heartwarming and Hilarious by Scarlet King 11. Nicole and Victor, you two are blessed to have somehow found each other. I hope you know there is something special about how you make your listeners feel. You each have a gift that when you came together became magic. Nick and Vic, you make me laugh, feel inspired, and sometimes even cry. I definitely pay it forward every day to my students in Dallas. Instead of having a teacher every morning that's stressed from the commute, they get me, having listened to you with a huge smile on my face.
Oh, that's so cute.
Simply put, thank you, smiley face.
I love that one.
That's awesome.
It's a good one.
Well, thank you guys so much. I really hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope you learned something new. You can always listen right here, wherever you're listening to your podcasts. Or you can listen on Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Apple Podcast. Also, you can listen at www.cococalientepodcast.com. And we also have some merchandise there if you'd like.
Also, since our anniversary, this is what I was planning. Our anniversary is on Thursday when this episode comes out.
Uh-huh.
Our August 1st anniversary. And so I'm going to do 20% off of our merchandise.
Oh, okay.
For the day that we, you know, started.
So there you go. There'll be a 20% off discount already applied at checkout. So
actually, no, I'm going to come up with a code right now, because then that means they listen. Oh, okay. You know,
come up with it. Coco 20.
Okay, that's pretty basic.
Okay, then
how about Annie for anniversary? A-N-N-I.
Annie? Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll get 20% off with the discount code Annie, A-N-N-I, in celebration of our anniversary. So thank you guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Coco Caliente Pod on Twitter, @Coco Caliente Podcast on Instagram. We love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.